Welcome to the Hall of Fame Podcast, and our sponsor is Fullbay, Fullbay Software. Whether you're running an independent shop that does tractor or trailer repair, or your in-house shop within your fleet, Fullbay Software will improve proficiency, productivity, and overall profitability for your shop. Please check out their software in our description wherever our podcast is consumed. And now, welcome to the Hall of Fame. As always, our next episode is about Fullbay Software. It's a great software. I can't wait to get into it. But as always, before we get into it, we always give you a quick state of industry update to let you what's going on in the trucking today. Now, let's start with, we're still in what we call a Great Freight Depression. It's going on to almost 3 years. We are seeing some signs of recovery, but not crazy signs where I tell people to go add a ton of trucks unless you're in something specialized like flatbed or reefer. But if you're in dry van, dray, things of that nature, I would be very skeptical. So please keep those things in mind. Now, I guess we hit on this the last time. Let's talk about the merger with the UP and the Norfolk Southern, which was started on July the 29th, 2025. That has still not been ratified yet, because it has to go past the Surface Transportation Board. Now, we don't believe this will be ratified until maybe 2027. That's a slow process because you're now allowing a railroad to run from the East Coast all the way to West. So imagine a load going out of New York City, which would do a load somewhere in New Jersey, going directly out on the rail all the way to California, because there were services like that with partnering railroads, but there was never one railroad that offered that service. Now, with that being launched, the BN has countered and entered an agreement with the CSX, trying to preempt what the UP is doing with the NS, and they now have service, which is posted out. You can get it on the BN or CSX webpage, what they basically have from Long Beach, LA, all the way to Jacksonville, Atlanta, all the way to Charleston. And then they have those same places going into Kansas City, and then continuing to New Jersey and Norfolk. So they're doing the same run-through service. They're still two separate companies, not quite like the UP and the NS, but they're trying to offer the same service so that they don't lose customers as you get more and more into this. So with that said, that's kind of where we are in the state of industry. And let's get to Fullbay Software. Thank you and have a great day. Welcome to the Hall of Fame Podcast. Here with Fullbay, we have the CEO, and we're going to find out a little bit about his software and how it helps independent shops and how it helps internal shops. And we're going to have a very good discussion about that. I'm looking forward to this. We did a pre-call about a week ago, and I'm excited. I think this is something that our listeners will definitely enjoy. So let's turn it over to you, sir. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about you.
And thanks for having me. Good to see you again. And thanks for taking the time to speak with me. Like you said, Fullbay is a shop management platform, and thrilled to tell your listeners a little bit more about the solution and how we might be able to help them. So Fullbay started out about 10 years ago, and we found this niche in the felt was underserved. And that was a dedicated shop management solution specifically for commercial repair shops. Right, there's a lot of folks out there building software for automotive shops, but there was nobody really dedicated to the commercial space. So that's where we decided to really carve out our niche. And we started that by focusing on the independent network of shops. So, you know, of the 5,000 plus shops that we have on the platform, a majority of them are in the independent network. But what we found over the years was there was another really important segment that gravitated to our software, and that was what we call internal shops, as you said, but essentially a fleet that got big enough to stop outsourcing all their maintenance and repair needs and started to stand up the ability to do that themselves. So now we have, you know, many hundreds, I think approaching 1,000 customers at this point that are fleets, and their primary business is not running a shop, but they've got to run that shop really well to support the business that they're in. So excited to talk to you guys a little bit about how we're doing that.
Great. Yes, I think the independent shops are great, but I know we have a lot of fleet owners and fleet drivers that join our podcast, and I think that's very important. I've been into shops with guys. I think when guys hit that 200-300 truck range, they tend to open their own shop. Talking about maintenance can be anywhere from 8 to 6% off your total top line revenue, and you have a chance to lower that, especially in the high cost and the poor performance of trucking companies overall. It's just worth it. Now, I know you're going to some of these companies and they don't have the softwares of your 1,000, 10,000 truck carriers that have an internal software system or something they bought, but these smaller people don't have it. So I think that what I am trying to get out from you is explain me how someone working off spreadsheets or slips or any version of paper, how they benefit. So I'm a 500 truck trucking company. Let's say I have two sites, maybe one in Iowa, one in Illinois, and I'm running a shop today. Basically of spreadsheet, emails, and paper. So walk me through what will you, I call Foley says, hey buddy, you know, can you streamline some of this and will I get any return from this, or is it just going to be a cost? So that's kind of how I want to place it to you, and you give me an example.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll start, Ken, with your comment about the size of fleets where this ends up being applicable. And I definitely agree with you. Once you get into that 200-400 plus assets, you know, almost all of you are running some sort of flavor of your own shop. What we find is you get folks that have 50 assets and they're not doing full engine rebuilds in their shop. Yeah. But they're doing, you know, wet services. They're doing some of their basic PM work. They're doing, you know, some of their own inspection work. So we see this play down, you know, even into those somewhat smaller fleets. But then also to your point, you do find that the mega fleets, as I'll call them, they've got some really sophisticated software in there already, not just to manage their shop, but to do everything. And they might have it custom built for them. And that's a really big, expensive journey to take that very few fleets are fortunate enough to be able to go down. And so where we're trying to play is in the broader market. For the folks who aren't going to go out and contract with us, a custom development firm to build them something just for their use. So we have a single platform that everyone can use and everyone benefits from the innovation in it. And your first example of a shop or a fleet who's running their shop with a manual process. We sometimes say on pen and paper, yeah, and it might actually be pen and paper, but a lot of times it's a combination of Excel and pen and paper or some other, you know, very rudimentary systems. And what we want to come in and do is look first at, you know, what can we automate? And it's amazing how much progress there still is to make in adoption of just basic technology to automate some of these things that we're doing manually. And you think about everything from just tracking the PM schedules on each unit and knowing when the unit comes in, what needs to be done, what was reported by a driver a few weeks ago, maybe sent by email and then lost in the shuffle of paper. Well, that all gets automatically input into Foley. And then the next time that unit rolls in, you not only know what PMs are due, but you also know all of the services that were waiting. So you get a higher degree of accuracy, which I think for fleets is really important because we all know, right? If you're not maintaining that asset to the highest degree, you can have safety issues, you can have truck down issues and things that are detrimental to the fleet's business. So, you know, making sure you never miss anything, but then ultimately turning that shop into the most efficient shop that it can be. And we learned all those lessons and cut our teeth making independent shops as efficient as they can be, because for an independent shop, efficiency means profitability. Yeah. You know, as much as they love servicing trucks, they're doing this to make a living and they have to be efficient so they can make a profit. Yeah. But that translates really well to the fleets because for them, they're not necessarily trying to make a profit from their shop, but that shop has to be as efficient as humanly possible so that their fleet can be profitable doing whatever it is they do. You know, if they're hauling someone else's goods, if they're delivering furniture, if they're delivering cement, whatever it is that their own fleet is doing. So automate all the processes, keeping track of everything that needs to be happening, and ultimately keeping the wrench in that technician's hand as much as possible. So they're utilized doing the work they're there to do, not running to chase down parts, checking to see what's in the inventory, checking to see, you know, if they have the latest information about that unit. It's a, we sometimes talk about this as an electronic medical record for a unit. You see it all right there within Full Bay. You know what happened last time it was in, all of its history, and everything that needs to be done this time. And I'm going to ramble on you here, but you had an interesting comment about the cost of maintaining assets for a fleet. And most fleets that set up their own maintenance shop, that is a cost center for them, right? It's not generating any revenue from them. And so they're trying to run it as efficiently as possible so the cost stays down. Yeah. What we found a lot of fleets able to do, though, is take their shop, implement something like Full Bay, become efficient enough where they create some excess capacity for themselves. And now they have more time in the shop than they have work to do on their own fleet. And they're able to solicit business from outside of their own fleet and say, you know, I might be able to service my own 200 units, but I might be able to bring in 30, 40, 50 other units and actually charge people to do this work. And my shop's not going to become a profit center, but I can start to defray some of that cost. So we call those hybrid shops. I mean, they are truly run by fleets, but they're out billing customers. And then you get into this whole other interesting segment of the product, which is not needed by the fleet to service their own vehicles. But if you're going to service external vehicles, you got to have it. How do you create estimates, get those electronically approved, create invoices, collect payments for those invoices, send that back to your accounting package and get your ledger, you know, correct. And so by implementing Full Bay, you can optimize your fleet shop. And then eventually, if you're not doing it today, give yourself the flexibility and opportunity to generate some revenue out of that shop.
I think that's amazing. I gave me a lot of information there. Let's break it down. Let's first hit on, I think what's a big thing that I noticed when I ran trucks is we would tell people, if it's not due for service, if it's not a safety related issue, let's jot it down, because you pay a door rate when you go in, whether it's an internal shop or not. It's a door rate when you go in the door. So let's do it all under your, what do you call it, a B service, I don't know, what your 9-day service, whatever it is that people are calling it. And, but you lose track of that. Some people drive it on paper, they send an email to the shop, it's not there. So your software tracks that. So when you pull that in, the guy, hey, my seat was squealing, this was that, oh, my XM radio wasn't working. All those things are in your system so they can actively work on it, okay? So you're tracking that all electronically. So whether the driver enters it, the fleet manager enter it, or the shop person enter it, it's all in your system internally, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And interesting, there's a number of ways into our system. So okay. You know, hopefully, I know there's a lot of drivers that are listening with us today. Hopefully, every one of those drivers completed their pre-trip inspection, their DVIR, and they'll do their post-trip as well. And many fleets have started to adopt electronic inspection platforms, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've started to integrate with these inspection platforms so that when you create a defect or when a defect is noted on a DVIR, it's immediately electronically sent over to Full Bay and a service request is entered for that unit. Then you can create rule sets and understand, yeah. You know, there are certain things that are high priority. There's other things like, you know, that the radio is not working, yeah. or something that's not high priority, but we want to make sure that we get it on the list. And so the DVIR can automatically populate a service request. So we have that available today with Whiparound, which I think some of your customers or some of our listeners are probably using. And now we also know that there's a lot of the telematics providers who have DVIR functionality, so I guess Samsara and others. So we have existing integrations with them for telematics data to go back and forth. And now we're starting to get DVIR defect information that will be passed from their inspection platforms. So that I think is the most advanced way to get it in. And then you have the somewhat more manual way, which is instead of just jotting a note down or sending an email, you can electronically create a service request, and that can be done by the fleet manager, or you can call the shop and they can just make a note or create a task within the system that's attached to that unit.
Okay. No, I actually like that. Going through the DVR better, that makes a lot of sense from a pre-trip or from any other inspection that you do. All right, let's go to the second part of what you said. So If I'm internal shop, so I have a cost, and some people break this down a lot of ways. Probably the most popular is, what is your cost for maintenance per truck per month? So if a gentleman or woman or whoever, a fleet owner comes in and they use your product to streamline. So now we're talking about, you know when a truck pulls in, how much work has to be done. He's not just coming in for your 90-day service or your AIDS or a service or your B service or whatever you call it, your standard service on a truck. You know the other things, so you can allot your time better so they know how long. So that efficiency that I'm gaining, is there a metric you give? So if I said I had 200 trucks, I have a shop, I come to you. Let's not get to the external, you doing external work yet. Internally, do you see a drop in my maintenance costs from all this automation? And if you do, can you give me an example? You don't name the trucking company, but yeah. Can you give me an example of what that looks like? So what these people are looking for. And if it's even, that's fine, because the automation will cut time. But do you have any examples of that you could talk to me about?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of different things that you can measure. And we look at this with almost all of our customers to understand what their current state looks like before Full Bay and then after they've implemented the solution. And everybody's going after a different lever, right? Some people are going after direct costs. Some people are going after overall efficiency. But yeah, so we'll look. One of the first things that you'll start to see is effectiveness, and they'll call it utilization of the technician, right? Which is, how much time is that person spending turning a wrench versus administrative and other tasks? And an easy example of that is just knowing what I'm going to do every day. Right? Most shops, if they don't have a good system in place, technicians show up in the morning. They we're going to mill around for a little bit, have a coffee, wait for the manager to come in, start assigning workout. All that's done electronically and can be done in an automated fashion. So the minute a technician walks in the door, they can pull up on their computer, their iPad, their phone, what they're working on for the day. Everything's been assigned. They can go in and see everything they have to do. So you get more wrench time, less admin time. Okay. And so there you'll see, 10 to 20% more utilization just by streamlining all of the communication within the shop. Not having to leave the bay to go to the parts room to look for something or to ask a question, doing it all electronically, 10, 20% efficiency or utilization gain is a no-brainer.
That's a huge amount, because what you're saying there, and I'm not telling you, we're going to get to you outsourcing some of your excess capacity. But the other thing they can do is, I mean, if you know, to hire a diesel mechanic today, depends on where you are, you're paying $28 to $32 to $40 an hour. If you're streamlined enough, you may have six techs. You may actually need five. When you're talking about cutting out an $80,000 job, you just look at the reduction in your total cost. These technicians are expensive, and they should be. I mean, they're doing a very hard job. So I think you have answered that question. If you are more efficient, you can choose to cut, and get leaner in order to reduce that cost. Or let's go to what you said. So I'm a small shop, and I could handle, let's say I have 200 trucks. I could handle another 50 trucks. And the trucks within any city, whether you're in LA, whether you're in Northern New Jersey, New York, whether you're in Chicago, whether you're in Houston, they know each other. There's a lot of events that they go to. So they could easily go out and say, hey, if anyone has a fleet of 30 to 40 trucks, what kind of trucks are they? We're running, for instance, Freightliners and Internationals. If you have the same, we could get that capacity in. So they go out and sell that to someone and get it in. Walk me through how now I've never built, I build customers to run freight. Okay. Walk me through now how I learn how to bill as a shop.
Yeah. And the nice thing there is, let's say you're used to billing customers to move freight. Well, you're going to be doing that in your full ERP system, some other billing system.
Not in the maintenance system.
Right. Not in the maintenance system.
No.
And you're not going to want to have to figure out how to take everything that you're doing in the shop, recreate that all in your current billing system that you're using for your main business. So Full Bay has within its own platform an entire billing system. So we'll start off with and depending on the contract and the relationship that you end up with that third party, you'll create estimates. You can get approvals on those estimates, which you can get auto approvals or specific electronic approvals. And ultimately, as you're doing that job, you're adding parts onto service orders, which when you're doing it for yourself, you don't care about the cost necessarily. You're not marking those up. You're not looking at the margin on those. But you build all of that, or we build with you, or configure with you, all of the parameters that you want to set for your hourly rates, for different services, for parts markups. And so then just as you're naturally building out your service order and working through completing it, and you're tracking your time against that service order, once you close it out in the background, you don't have to then go write up an invoice to say, gosh, I got to go back. I don't remember how many hours exactly I worked on that. And I don't remember exactly, you know, how many, you know, parts I used on that. It's all already on the service order with all the dollars. You hit the create invoice button, the invoice is instantly generated, and we can email, text, or send a link to a, we call it the customer portal, which it lets you, that end customer actually log in to see infinite detail about that unit and what was done to it. But most importantly, for getting paid, the button, it says pay, right? And, and much like any payments accepted system, it'll accept credit cards, it'll accept ACH. You know, you can if you choose, and we do have some customers that want to pay by invoice and check. You can create and send the invoice with some payment terms, and then they can mail you the check if that's how you want to get paid. But for the internal shop who really has no expertise in billing for their maintenance services, they get the advantage of the fact that the platform was built initially for the independent guys. Yeah. And their whole world revolves around billing for their services. Yeah. Otherwise, they're not going to have a business.
Yeah. No, makes sense. No, this is great. That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to introduce people to your platform. We've had a platform similar to yours, but not quite like yours, since you work with outside shops. And then you give people the capability of going out and add in other truck companies to come into their shop and work. One last question I just want to ask. If I was a small company, 200 trucks, I found another company down the road with 50 trucks, want to come to my shop, can I put them on the Full-Base software so I'm getting their data just like my trucks? Is that allowed? Can I extend it to them? Does that make sense?
Yeah, they will have a view into the Full-Base software. Yeah, they won't be able to see everything that you see. But absolutely. They have a view into it where they can see electronic medical record for all of their trucks. And perfect. You know, we always, it happens, you know, many times a year where we'll get the feedback from a shop who says, man, I had a customer call me, he had an incident on the road, and he needs all of the records for this truck. And historically, that would have taken us, you know, hours of finding them in the filing cabinet, making sure we didn't miss anything. Now all he has to do is send that fleet owner, that customer, a link to their customer portal, and they have every single thing that has ever happened on that truck, every service, every inspection, everything that was done right there. So the end customer does get access to Full-Base as well.
All right. Perfect. Well, Patrick, thank you so much. I think it's a great conversation. I think our viewers would love it. Always in closing, Patrick, I give you an opportunity to talk a little about Full-Base and closing up. So I'll turn it over to you, and any closing remarks you'd like to make, you go right ahead.
Awesome. Ken, thanks again for having us. I mean, I love the podcast and love what you're doing for the industry. And it just matches with Full-Base. I mean, we're committed to the commercial maintenance and repair industry. And, you know, I think we show that through, you know, not just building specific functionality for the industry, but trying to be a good member of that community and integrating with all these other solution providers that are specific to, you know, commercial repair. And, you know, we didn't touch on this, but like another area that differentiates, you think about making that shop more efficient and just putting information at the technician's fingertips. You know, whether you like the labor guides from Mitchell or you like the labor guides from Motor, you access those directly in our software as you're working through the service orders. So yeah, we're here to make independent guys, the fleets, even the dealer network repair centers as efficient as possible, because it's one of our core values. Ultimately, as we're able to make these shops more efficient and they can take better care of these assets that are on the highways next to you and your family and me and my family. It's safer roads for all of us. And that's like, that's what we're really going after is, you know, safer roads. And we think we can play a small part in that by driving excellence in maintenance and repair. So we appreciate you having us on.
Well, thank you. And that's all from the Hall of Fame with Phillip Bay. Have a great day.